Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I am Ashley Sturman, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know that a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breathing, and let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. During the Lenten season, we are saying the Apostles' Creed together every day. The Apostles' Creed says, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Today I am reading from the Peace Table Storybook Bible, and this page is called A Nighttime Visitor. Nicodemus served as a leader of the Jewish people. He wanted to talk with Jesus, who was in Jerusalem for the Passover festival. He waited until nightfall to visit Jesus in secret. Teacher, Nicodemus said, we know you come from God because of the amazing things you can do. God must be with you. It's true, Jesus answered. You cannot see God's kingdom unless you are born from above. Nicodemus was surprised. What do you mean? He asked Jesus. How can anyone be born after they have already grown old? A person can't return to their mother's womb. No one can enter the kingdom of God without a mother and God's Spirit giving birth to them, Jesus explained. What is born from a body is another body. What is born of the Spirit is spirit. Don't be surprised, I said you must be born from above. When the wind blows, you can feel it, but you don't know where it comes from or where it goes. That's what it's like to be born of God's Spirit. How can this be? Nicodemus asked. I'm telling you about what I see and know, Jesus responded. Trusting in me is the way of eternal life. Jesus continued, God loves the world so much and sent the beloved Son into the world. Whoever believes in God's Son will have eternal life. God did not send the Son to punish the world, but to save it. I'm here to be a light. People who do wrong want to hide from the light, but people who do what is true come into the light without fear. The word of the Lord. I wonder why Nicodemus felt like he had to wait until night to visit Jesus in secret. And I wonder if you got one-on-one time with Jesus, what would you ask him? What are you wondering today? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessings with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Friends, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.